Well, this Shabbos, Bez Hashem, we begin Sefer Vayikra by reading, of course, Parshas Vayikra. So in the first source, we look at the first four psukim of Parshas Vayikra, Vayikra Parak Aleph, Shukim Aleph, Adal, Vayikra, Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elom, Elmoy, Lemor, Pasuk Beis Daber El Bnei Yisrael. That's going to be a key phrase, believe it or not. Daber El Bnei Yisrael. Speak to me, so I have Adam Kiakri became Karban Lashem, in Abahem, in Abakum, in Atsan, Tarkivis Karban. A person wants to bring a carbon from different types of animals, etc. And the Pasuk Gimel, Im Ola Karban, if the particular type of carbon is a carbon Ola, so then it has to be Zachar, Tamim, various rules, Zachar, Tamim, Yakuven, Pesach, Ola, Yakuven, Sol, Etsan, and Hashem. And part of the process that's required in Pasuk Dalet is this Somach Yodo, Al Rosh, Ola, Venit, Ola, Chaper, Ola, that there was a requirement called Smicha. Right, that the person bringing the carbon has to place his hands on the head of the animal. Or the neck of the person bringing it, offering the carbon, has to put it, it's called smicha, not to be confused with smicha for the rabbinate, although there's a parallel in the sense of placing the hands. But to hear it means smicha, putting the hand, right, so that's what we're talking about tonight. That type of smicha. So the samach yodo, you have to do smicha, and that's a halacha. In Karbanos, I printed in the second source, the Rambam, in the Perek Gimel of Hilchos. The person doing smicha has to put his hands on the head of the animal with all of his strength. Like our pasuk says, lo al tavor, not on the neck, lo al stodim, not on the sides. Lo yedavar chotzes bein yodav b'nehema, has to be your hands, and there should be any chatzitza, any interruption between when you put your hand in the head of the animal, etc. Halach Yadala tells us where it is. The keitz atzumach now depends on the nature of the carbon, whether it's a carbon that's in a category of kochim kochim or in a category of kochim kalim. Tells it depends where you stand and so on. And then halacha tezrab, when you bring a carbon chatos, you have to say vidui. And the time you say vidui, we're familiar with vidui, of course, from Hilchos Tshuva, but it's a very similar lashon. The Rambam here in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Ma'aser Kavanos, halacha tezrab. The end of source too. Kate said mizrada. What do you say? These are words that are familiar to us, right? Omer chatosi avisi poshati basisi kach vekach vechazar to be tshuva lefanecha v'zu kaparasi. And you have to make vidui, confess the whatever the aver it was. Then the Rambam says, and if it's a carbon shlamim, the Rambam writes ye royali. The royali means it appears to me. The Rambam is saying a chiddush. Every once in a while, you come across in the Rambam ye royali. When you see the words ye royali in the Rambam, you know it's a bombshell coming up. It's going to be something everyone's going to talk about. So this is it says ye royali. It appears to me she ainu mitzvah al shlamim aval omer divrei shevach. When you bring a carbon shlamim, you're not saying a vidui, right? Carbon shlamim is usually for a good purpose, something good that happened, etc. So you say divrei shevach. Fine. So that's the din of smicha with regards to karbanos. So the medrash, the sifra,
in Ezra Mekoma, yeah, a lot of details, and smicha is not mentioned.
It's mentioned in other sources. Okay, right. Good question. I don't know why. But so later, so the if we take a look in the third source, the sifra, the Torah's column, the sifra in our sedra, in Parashat Vayikra, in the beginning, it's Parashat Beis. A simba halacha base, sometimes called this section is called dibur de nedava, like it says here. Anyway, in the sifra it says the following: Bnei Yisrael somchos ve'ein benos Yisrael somchos. A male who a man a bnei Yisrael, someone from bnei Yisrael brings a carbon, does smicha. That's part of the process, but not a woman. A woman can bring a carbon too, but she doesn't do smicha. That's what it says. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim hanoshim somchos rishus. An important statement. No, they disagree. A woman can. It's optional. She doesn't have to, but she can. It sounds like Tanakama saying, oh, she can't do it at all. Okay, and it comes along, Rabbi Yosi and Shimon, they say, Nashim Somchos Rishus. And Amar Biosi, Amarli Abba Lozer, he heard from somebody who was lived still in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. He says, remember the early Tanoim were, you know, from the time, the earlier Tanoim from the time of, you know, the Chorban Bayis Rishon, or Bayis Sheni, I mean, obviously. Hayalanu Egel Zimche Shlomim. I remember a case once, we had a camp that was for Shlomim. Vahotzenu Lezros Hanashim. We brought it to the women's section of the Beis Hamikdash. V'samchu Olav Hanashim. And the women did smicha on it. Lo mipnei shasmicha benashim. Not because they have to do it, but they nachas ruach shal nashim. To give them a little nachas ruach, they should feel good. Now, Yossi is the one saying this. In the previous statement, Yossi and Mishima the one who said nashim somchos rishus. So he seems he can't bring this as a raya. He's saying, you know, well, I have a case with somebody who delivered testimony having been in the Beis Hamikdash when women did it. So obviously what we're saying is right. Nashim can do it, not because they have to, just nachas ruach, they should feel good. So we can get an option. They're allowed to participate, they don't have to, but it's an option. That's what Yossi seems to say. That's why he brings this story as a backup to his position. However, it could be, the Tanakhama could disagree, the Tanakhama could still say, no, I'm not going to challenge that story. But the story says they only did it because they nachasuach. So, you know, it wasn't a real smicha. It was just, just to let them participate somehow. And if you don't know what it means,
I'm allowed to give his question.
I'm going to get to that. I've ordered a question. We'll see in a second.
Is the nachas smicha and the korban, is that two separate issues?
Smicha and...
They can still give the korban?
Yes, absolutely. No, they absolutely can give a korban. I want to make this clear. You know, they can bring, a woman can bring a korban, no question about it. Without smicha, right. Right. So the karakama holds, but you saw the korban. Exactly, right. That's the statement in the beginning. B'nei Yisrael somchin, b'nei Yisrael somchos. The women can bring a carbon, they just don't do smicha. Now, what do you mean they don't do smicha? Tanakama seems they're not allowed to. And the Rabbi Yosef Mishir, this is saying they don't have to, but Lashon somchos reshus.
That's
the story. Well, let's see. We'll see. So. Okay, so the Mishnah Kedushin, yeah.
You can learn it from the Lashon the Samachero?
Let's see. No, almost. Let's see. Okay. The truth of the matter is, to answer your question, it's learned from Daber El B'nei Yisrael. Believe it or not, that's the drasha. We'll see in a second. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. That's the drasha in the Sifra.
Because okay. The Torah.
That's the problem. Everyone always says Daber al b'nei Yisrael. But that's the drasha here. B'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos. So it's a couple. Okay, but they learned Daber al b'nei Yisrael and then the Samachar. Let's see. So this concept appears in the Mishnah Kiddushin. Alright, Daf Lamed Vav Med Aleph, source 4, the Mishnah says, various different activities related to karbanos are nohagim v'anashim, nohagim v'anashim v'lo b'nashim. They apply to men and not to women. What are they? The Mishnah lists in the fourth source, right? Kiddush Lam Rav Med Aleph, Hasmichas, Ha'trufas. Trufas means certain karbanos have to be waved, you know, you have to wave them like the Omer, to wave in different directions. Ha'agashos, Ha'kmitzos, Ha'taras, Ha'mlikos, Ha'kabalos, Ha'azos, all these things are nohagim v'anashim v'lo b'nashim, except for whatever, a couple exceptions, but that's the idea. Well, that's the mission of Kiddushin. So smicha is one of those things that emits upon men, not upon women. And Rashi explains, there's source number 5, Rashi in Kiddushin on Rav and Av says, Hasmichos, Eino Somecha, she doesn't do smicha, Eino Manifa, she doesn't wave the karbanos, Eino Mageshes Mincha, Rafilu hi Kohenes, even if she's found with Kohanim, says Rashi, doesn't matter. Eino Avodah Ksher, Bala Hagish Mincha, Bekarim Rav and Zomas, etc., etc. So all of these different things are not done by women. That's what the Mishnah says. Why? So here comes the source of Rashi. Answer your question before. The Gemara there in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Vav Med Aleph says in source 6, Smichos. How do we know Smichos only by men? V'chsiv Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Samach. Bnei Yisrael Somchin Bein Menos Yisrael Somchos. Right. That's the Rashi of the Gemara. Kiddushin Lamed Vav Med Aleph. Chazal. A Rashi. Bnei Yisrael Somchin. Bnei Yisrael Somchos. Rashi explains. Even though the Pesukim, it's not like back to back. Doesn't say Daber El Bnei Yisrael. Or something like that. Right, it's a couple psukim apart. So Rashi there says again, Kiddush Lam Ramad Al, source 7, El Bnei Yisrael, the Vayikra, Uksiba Hi Inyana, the Samach Yado. In that discussion, it says the Samach Yado, and it's introduced by Daber El Bnei Yisrael. So many of the Mefarshim are bothered, which the question some of you are bothered by, but it says Daber El Bnei Yisrael all over the place. You know, so what kind of drush is this? So the Ramban, in source number 8, the Ramban and his Kiddushim, there to Kiddush Lam Ramad Al, right? Hod the Tanan. Hasmicha the tumah etc. The gamrila the dixiv bnei yisrael b'nos yisrael bnei arav b'nos aron ikal amedak v'chol hecha dixiv bnei yisrael dafka hu. Is that true that when it always says bnei yisrael it's only bnei yisrael only men? So then lo yu nashim nodros dixiv bnei yisrael. First of all, when you see these carbon, the carbon here begets a gedava. A woman shouldn't be allowed to bring this carbon altogether because it says bnei yisrael, right? So the Ramban writes, Ikal Meimar, the Kavan, the Ksiv Ish Ish, Lahavis Hanachrim, Shenodrim and Odm Kiso, Law Matina Nashim. He says, we have a drasha that were these psukim are not here, but another psukim by Karbonis said, Ish Ish, and even a goy can bring a carbon. Certain Karbonis, even a non-Jew can bring. Sometimes even a non-Jew can bring certain Karbonis, right? So you're going to say a non-Jew can bring, but a Jewish woman can't? Impossible. So you can't eliminate women from bringing Karbonis altogether. Therefore, the miyath must be only for the women can bring a carbon ola, right? So the miyath must be on the smicha, not on the actual bringing. That's Ramban's drasha. And I, the kasha, the hadafim darba b'nei yisrael v'yukli truma, right? And in the other plea, it's this one. It says darba b'nei yisrael v'yukli truma. Uksiv, and the women did give truma, right? But last week said, like a pakuri said, v'yavo ha'anashim al hanashim. The answer is no. Maybe they did it voluntarily. They didn't have to do it, and so on. Or that was a category of the darba. All right. And then he says, and don't think. And throughout the Torah, when a lav is introduced by the word B'nai Yisrael, that we also don't exclude B'nai Yisrael, because B'nai Yosi Yisro. Why? Because there we have a different Gemara Shehisra Kos of Ishul Ishul Cholos Aser Shabbat Torah. The other way is that women are included. Okay. And so anyway, the bottom line is that the Ramban tries to work out that it's kosher to have this drasha b'nei sovaros below b'nei Israel, even though we don't have that drasha elsewhere. There are always reasons why we don't have that drasha in other cases while we have it over here. Okay?
To support yeah. The sheet of it.
Either way, right now, we haven't gotten to that yet, just telling us for the time being that there is such a drasha, b'nei Yisrael somchin, below b'nei Yisrael somcha. So that's the, and basically Ramban writes, a few lines on the bottom there, he says, Hechsher korban shel anoshim b'smicha, b'shel anoshim below smicha. This is your question for Dr. K, right? The korban by men requires smicha by women. It does require smicha, different
thing. That's
it. Yeah, possibly. Okay. The Ritva, in his Kiddushin, in the Kiddushin Amr of Aleph 9, the Ritva also writes, B'nai Yisrael Somchos, explaining the Gemara, B'nai Yisrael Somchos, B'nai Yisrael Somchos, and even though by Mitzvot Losa said, also B'nai Yisrael, he said the same thing, the Harabinu Rachmanu Mikra, the Yisrael Isha, Kiyasu, etc., the women are equated to men with Olavin, and B'hu Adin, and Mitzvot Aseh, Shalo Azman Grama, and other Mitzvot Aseh, which are not time bound, where it may also say, the Ramban didn't mention, but before I answered, that there are places by Mitzvot Aseh, which women are obligated in, where it also says B'nai Yisrael, but there, so, the see B'hu B'nai Yisrael, Af Noshim Chal, the Yisrabuli Memora. They learn it out from the Mitzvot of Yisrael Aseh, that the Gemara had earlier. Okay, so, again, all the other things are included somehow. That's the Drosha. Okay. Now, this same machlokas appears, really, we can look at them, you know, we can try to understand. In other words, the first shita is in that brisa and the medrash and Taras Kohanim in here. Nashim are not allowed to do smicha at all. That's the first shita. The second shita seems to say that they are allowed to. Okay, the question is where does that come in? They can want it if they want, but they don't have to. Where does this nachas ruach come in? So that's also Gemara Chagiga, which I printed in the 10th source. Chagiga daf tes lamed beis meisvei. It comes out in a different context, but we'll focus on it be fast. Darba b'nei Yisrael v'samach b'nei Yisrael somchin v'im nos Yisrael somchos. Same drasha. Rabbi Yossi, here it says Rabbi Yishmael. But they print it over here, the Groh fix it up, and now goes to Groh. And I was based, he says, not Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon, because that's what stems with what it says in the Bryce and the Sifra and other Gemaras. So, whatever it is, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, Omer Benosho, Sonkos, Jesus, Omer Biosi, and it tells the same story, this Gemara is recording the same thing more or less as was in the Bryce in the Taras Kohanim. It says, Sokhli Abelozer, Pamachas, Allah, Egel, Suzy, Hashom, as a Sashim, the Samchu, Allah, Nashim, and Son, Lov, Nesha, Smicha, Benashim, Elekide, Lasos, Nachasura, Hunashim. Or says, wait a second, here's the point of Azir mention. What do you mean, Kedei Lasos Nachas Ruach L'Nashim? The women should be happy. Let them throw them a bone. Let them also be able to participate and so on. Why not? One second. Right. Whatever karma a woman can bring. Could be a chattis also. So the question now becomes, one second. And that's the context of the Sugin Chagigah. When the Gemara wants to know Chagigah, what is smicha? You have to push hard, you have to tap it, right? So the Gemara says, Isal kadaita smicha b'chol kocho b'inam. If we're assuming that smicha requires kol kocho, right? Mamash with all your zest. Mishum nachas ruach denoshim avdin al avoda b'kodshim? We want to let the women feel good so they can do something which is otherwise also avoda b'kodshim. There's such a concept called avoda b'kodshim. Avoda b'kodshim means using or, you know... Right. And once an animal has been designated as kodshim, you cannot use it for anything else. You can't... Yeah, it's that effect. You can't use it for anything else. You can't ride it, you can't milk it, you can't use the plow to field it. So you also can't push it. You know, tap it on the head is one thing. You can't push it. Right? That's called avoda b'kodshim. So, what do you mean? It is avoda b'kodshim. So, just lost this nachas ruach when Hashem are going to violate that, is there? So, Elash Mamino, lo bein and kochocho. Evidently, no, smicha does require kochocho. That's why you can let a woman do it. The words, no, lo lam emelach bein and kochocho. The amul akfi yodaichu. Okay? What we should do is, with the women, that's the nachasua. They shouldn't do the full smicha. They're not obligated. A man is obligated to do smicha. That's not called avoda b'kodshim because that's what he's required to do. A woman who taka is not required to do smicha should do it lightly. So that's the nachasua. Let her participate, but in such a way that it won't be. So says the Gemara. Yachi lo mesha smicha b'nashim. Typically, they ain't a smicha klal. That's not smicha at all. Amarami, yeah. Chadav out, kamar chadav, the less of smicha kal. Amarami, today last in the chadav, nachasu achamashim. Not exactly a trick, it lets them participate in such a way, you know. Now, the implication here is that the shita of Rabbi Yossi and Reb Shimon, who holds nashim somchos rishus, not really that can do the real smicha. They can do this pseudo smicha, so to speak. They're doing it out of the way. That's not the real smicha. In other words, the machokas is a narrow machokas at this point. Rudis says, no, even a pseudo, even if it looks like smicha, smells like smicha, it walks like smicha, whatever, then it's smicha, right? Rabbi Huda says, the Tarakama, that's Rabbi Huda. Okay, in the another Gemara, it's clear that it's Rabbi Huda. Whoever it is, he says, the Tarakama, even a pseudo smicha is no good. Women can't do it, period. I don't allow it at all. Okay, whereas, Rabbi Yosef Shimon says, no, they can do it. You know why? Because what they're going to do is not a real smicha anyway. From this Gemara anyway, it's mashma that even Rabbi Yehuda Shimon admit that what? They can't do the real smicha. Because they run into the problem of order of kashrut. Okay, but it's not a real smicha. That's what Rashi explains. Okay, look in the source 11. Rashi there in Chagiga, Daf Tes on the base. Rashi is Dabra, but he saw Adam Kavni Karmel Hashem. That's our pasuk, right? Abba Lozer, that was the guy's name. Akfu Yadayich, Loshon Akafa, Hey Kilu Yadechem. Do it lightly. Tell him to do it lightly. Okay, now. Tosus explains in Chagiga Tazan Beis, the two Tosus that I printed in source 12. The first one, Dabo Beisov is Samach. He was bothered by the problem that we saw before the Ramban dealt with over there and the Ritual dealt with Kiddushin. Av Shchita Leka Lamayit Noshim. We don't exclude women from Shchita. They were talking about bringing the Karbonot. What about a Shchita? Okay, my high time. I forgot the Samach Tveil HaKrov and Mismicha. The truth of the matter is that you bring the carbon. Where's the pasuk? Adam Kiyaka. Well, actually, in our pasuk, the Samach is written first. I'm not sure pasuk means. What do you mean? It's the Samach Tveil HaKrov. Oh, I guess it's closer to the act of HaKrov. That's what I mean. Not in the pasuk. It's closer to the act of that woman. They can't do the smicha, but they can do the shchita, which is later. You know, which is closer to the act of HaKrov. Okay, but there, Marbina not from shchita. The Gemara allows them to do the shchita, but the smicha is not allowed. Fine. Law says Nachas Ruach Noshim says Tosas Ukagon Shahisa Behema Shalahen. Okay, we're talking about a woman doing smicha on a carbon that she herself is bringing. Hasha Domal Smicha Leus Bebailim. Okay, and he quotes other Gemaras. Pirish read the Noshim Bidan Imbo Slasos Mitzvah Seishas Man Gomel of Archayin Eimim Machem Biyadam. What's Tosas saying? Up until this point, we could have argued this is a very nice kachim shir, and has no bearing on halacha lemaisa today, because we're on karbonas anyway. Men don't do smicha, women don't do, nobody does smicha, we're not bringing karbonas. So we can figure out a question, halacha mashicha, do we do smicha, not do smicha? Women, yeah, no, they're allowed to, they have to, they can, whatever. Well, no, it's they have to, but they're allowed to, or they're allowed to do a fake smicha, they're interesting. So what bearing does it have on halacha lemaisa? So far, nothing. The Tosus here in Chagiga, Tezan Beis, Lassos Nachazur Hanoshim, says that based upon this, okay, the women can do other mitzvahs also voluntarily. If you assume Noshim Somchos Rishos, then perhaps there were all other mitzvahs too, and even make a bracha about it, and we don't stop them. That's where the fun starts. Is that true? Maybe that depends on how we. What? Earlier, Rashi. In other words, if you hold the Noshim Somchos Rishos, means that it's not a real. What? Yeah, we got the conclusion. But learning it from Noshim Somchos Rishos, maybe our discussion, I thought he was saying something else, our question from before, does not Noshim Somchos Rishos mean that they can do the real thing? Well, no, they're doing a fake, you know, a little nachas ruach. So that's a big nafkamina, because if you hold Noshim Somchos Rishos, means no, they do the same smich as men. They can. Then you can argue they can do the same thing by other mitzvahs. Okay, but if you're holding it, even if you're also in hold, that Noshim Somchos Rishos only means it's not a real thing, it's a sort of a bluff in a way, pseudo smicha. So then you couldn't necessarily jump from there and say that a woman could wave the lulav or blow shofar or whatever else. That's the question. So Tosus says, once we're assuming Noshim Somchos Rishos, that would only work, I think, if you hold that Noshim Somchos Rishos means they can really do it the full way, not like Tosus said, like we said before. So that's an interesting. Like,
that means
like,
the Tano said they're not allowed to do. They're not allowed to do.
That's correct. That's what it looked like. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Now, another relevant goes back to Tosin Chagiga. So now we're already getting into something which doesn't practical enough community. Women volunteering to do other mitzvahs. What's the story? So there's another relevant Gemara in Erevin. So source number 13, Sadi Vav and Alf on the bottom of the page, going over to Sadi Vav and Beis. There the Gemara says, Elahai Tanu de Tanya, me, the Gemara there is talking about tefillin, whether tefillin is a mitzvah, let's say, Shazman Gorma or not. Now we assume usually tefillin is a mitzvah, they say is man grama. Why? Because it only applies during the day, not at night. It only applies on weekdays, not on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the Gemara there is actually discussing, Taka, can you wear tefillin light? Can you wear tefillin Shabbos? Anyway, that's the context. The Gemara says, Elahai Tana, the Tana, Elahai Tana who? The Tanya, Michal Bas Kushi. Rashi says there in Erevin Sarmorah, Michal, it's Michal Bas Shol. We got that nickname, I'm probably reading the Rashi. Okay? It's reference to Shol. Okay? He stood out in the way, just like a black person stands out in the way, the appearance that he stood out in his way, whatever it was. Michal Bas Shol. Hai so manachas, manachas tun. She put on tun. The law, Michal Bas Chacham, and Chacham didn't object. And similarly, the Ishta Shal Yonah, the wife of Yonah, the Navi, from, you know, from Kippur, Mafti Yonah, Haisa Ol Al Rega, Velo Michaba Chachamim, she did Ali Al Rega, it's also Zman Gomen, they didn't object. Midalo, Michaba Chachamim, she actually brought a carbon, correct. Yeah, anyway, come to the base, I mean, it means she brought the carbon. They are the carbonos, the, like, you know, the, what do you call it, the, Olas Ria, Shami Ria, Chagig and so on. Midalo, Michaba Chachamim, Alma Kasavri, Mitzah Shalom, Shalom, Zman Gomo. Must be, if the Chachamim didn't object, must be Tvillin is not a mitzvah, otherwise it would have objected to Michal Bashol. So Mar says, no. The Dilma Sabrala now, the Tzadik Rabban Beis, Kerabiosi, the Omar Noshim, Somchos, Rishus, the Gemara itself makes the equation between other mitzvahs, women volunteering to other mitzvahs, and the smicha question. Right? Maybe this opinion that these Chachamim didn't object to Michal Bashol weren't true. Hold, like Kerabiosi, the Omar Noshim, Somchos, Rishus. The low Temahachi, Isha Shem, Hai Sol, Regal, Michal, Michal, Mandama, Regal, Lav, Mitzvah, does anybody hold Aliyah Regal? It's not a true, we have a discussion. It's Mitzvah, Say, Son, Goma. Now, everybody agrees Aliyah Regal is only three times year. It's optional. Now, why would the Chacham have been Mocher? So look at important Rashi in 14, Erev and Sarev Amad Aleph. The Lomicha b'Chachamim, Davi Kotosefes al Divrei Torah. Because what do you mean? If you're not commanded to do a mitzvah, you're not allowed to do a mitzvah. It's like Bal Tosef, Rashi says. Doesn't use the term Bal Tosef, but he says, Tosefes al Divrei Torah. If you're not commanded to do something, one might argue that you're not allowed to do it. You can't just do that, yeah.
I think there is a difference between the korban, the korban, as you said, she brings it, but she don't need to do the smicha.
Right.
So it's a feeling, something.
She's already in the game a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear that.
They are not.
So okay, you're right. I think you're correct. The only thing is, the Gemara makes the equation. Yeah. You know, before you can, if just the Rishonim made a equation, we could argue about it. But the Gemara itself, that's what I'm trying to show you. I showed the Tosaf Hagiga. The Gemara makes the equation. So the good Har, you could argue. And but again, yeah.
Another comment. I don't know if it's very important, but if you say in the Sifra, it says la'asot nachatuach shel nashim.
Yeah.
And here it says la'asot nachatuach lenashim. And it's very important because in the korbanot it's isher reach nichoach
la'asot. Oh, Shem, that's interesting. I didn't think of that. I didn't notice the chiluk. I didn't pay attention to the chiluk. That's an interesting thought. Okay, good. Very interesting.
Because
the Gemara wanted to prove that since they let Michal Bashol put on tefillin, must be that it's not a mitzvah say shazman groma. The Gemara answered, no, it is a mitzvah shazman groma. She can do it optionally. After all, the same Gemara called that Yonah's wife was allowed to do Aliyah Regel, no one stopped her either. Would anybody say that Aliyah Regel is not a mitzvah shazman groma? Evidently, it's only optional. So tefillin is also only optional.
Groma means a requirement. Not even Shaq to talk about.
No, but we're saying that even though the true stuff is that even if it's a zman groma, she can still do it optionally. Aliyah Regel kulam alaplig is a zman groma. And yet, it was okay, so therefore you say the same about tefillin. Maybe the Chacham didn't object, because even though it's man groma, you can't prove that it's not. The Gemara is trying to prove, that's what I said, the context of that Gemara is trying to prove that tefillin is maybe not a man groma. But the Gemara is saying you can't prove it. You could be right, but you can't prove it. That's the point. All right. Anyway, so the other Rashi on Erev and Sadi Bavim Beis, Noshim Samachos Rishus was 15. The Apel Gav Dixiv Dabar Lishamat Adam Kavim Gav Samach Lev Samach Yodo. But he saw Samachos Obedos. He saw Samachos. That's the drasha. Lo, they don't have to. But we're saying here Noshim Samachos Rishus. Interesting is, I just pointed out there's a Tosus in Erev and Sadi Bavim Beis on the bottom of the page. The Tosus points out there's a psikta, a medrash, that has a little different version of that story with Michal Bashol and Yonah, the wife of Yonah. One important word is different. Okay? And that is, whereas in our Gemara it says that she put on tefillin below Michuba, the psik doesn't have the word below. There's one technical word missing. Changes the meaning completely. It's like one of those things. How do you have a ksav yad that mixes up such a basic word? It's like, I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael last year, so I had to rent a car. So, I had this car rental company, that was sort of a fly-by-night top operation. funny operation. And as I got the car, fine, very nice. Everything was good. But they had to photocopy the so the papers had a sign and so on and so forth. So that photocopy machine was half broken or something, but it came out, but the side was cut off. Just one word was missing, the word not. So it says, is responsible. Because the word not was, I said, wait a minute, I don't sign this. You know, so that we print it. It's one slight word can make a big difference. So that's what they have in the Psikta here. Tosis quotes it. Psikta Abasi Parakov Bezir, Tosis 16, Erevin Sadra Baral, Micha Baskuja, etc. The Psikta Bechizka, Beshem Rabavo, Amu, Isso Shayona, Hushra, she was sent away. They didn't accept their carbon. And Michabas Kuchi Michubacha, they were Michuba. Okay. So there was a different version. Anyway, but that's not what I wanted to point out so much here, but rather the second part of Tosis. Tosis says, Venir Lafarish, the second line, Venir Lafarish, the time of Laman Dama Delo Havirushus. The Gemara says as follows. So what about the person who says that she can't put on tefillin, there's no option to put on tefillin, this and so on? It's Mishum the tefillin tzrichan guf naki. Remember we said before, there is a downside to smicha, namely avoda b'kachim. You know, there is a possible if there's no downside at all, so what's the difference? So wait a little. Let's say it's zero credit. Why would it hurt anybody? Okay? Now Rashi already hinted at a little bit, it looks like Baltosis. Tosis doesn't take that tactic. Tosis doesn't need to worry about that. Tosis said, you know when there's a problem, when there's a possible downside. So there's a downside. By tefillin also there's a downside. Tzrichim guf naki. It says, Nashim ain't usually zar. That doesn't mean the women. Guf naki doesn't only mean physically clean, but a person we know is always supposed to have tefillin in mind. When you're wearing a tefillin, it's quite a tough thing to do tefillin properly. That's why men too. It's a big problem. You know that. Yeah, that's why many people in the minute to keep touching. You touch your tefillin all the time. You know, because you're supposed to keep reminding yourself that you're wearing tefillin. Matter of fact, but many people, what do you do? They, you know, there's nothing in the Torah that links tefillin only with davening. I mean, it's a din. You have to tefillin with kriyash with tefillin, but. Well, why do we only wear tzon for davening? Because, you know, more than that, it's a big tzaddik that only go and whatever, so we wear tzon all day. Good. In the Gemara also, we see stories in the Gemara that they had tzon, and they see when they went to the bathroom and so on. So, okay, but we're afraid you're going to be Masih Das, and, you know, so it's bad enough in a way that men have to wear tzon, but then we have no choice. In fact, I remember when I was years ago, before my first son became bar mitzvah, so I looked into the Indian of tefillin before bar mitzvah. So I mean, it's, you know, usually with youngsters, children begin to mechanech them tzitzis they put on, then they're three, and then they get eat matzah ready when they're five, whatever it is, you know, a kid 6 years old, 7 years old, how come we don't start tefillin, you know, until a month before, 3 months or back in the year, because maybe 3 months or, but you know, why by tefillin we wait? Why not? You know, the kid's 10 years old, so bar mitzvah tefillin, but I'm used to it. Same way we do other mitzvahs. So I think it's 0-0. Right, you know, what do you mean? It's bad enough that we have to, the kid with tefillin is 13. He's not really enough sophisticated or mature, or, you know. So anyway, so that's the thing by tefillin, it's a downside. And the same thing by Alila Rego. Not a, as Rizita pointed out, not a Lila Rego per se, but bring the carbonus. Because there is a din of Chul and Bazara. If you're bringing a carbon that's not supposed to be brought, so that's not just zero, then you're bringing an animal into the Azara. It's not for a carbon. That's called Chul and Bazara. So there's a potential downside there too. So that's what Tosis is saying. Okay, Tosis is saying that there's a potential downside. And he says, and even by let's say, by Kir Shofar, okay, Kir Shofar is also a downside. Namely, we don't play musical instruments on Yom Tov. Okay, if it's not the mitzvah shofar, it's not like we wouldn't say somebody can play the clarinet or the bugle on Rosh Hashanah. So if shofar is also a downside to that. So Tosfos is saying when it's a downside, okay, at least the malacha. So anyway, then he says at the end of that Tosfos, I print at the top of the next page, Usmicha afilu b'kofos yad mechzi kavod b'kachim. According to this shita, even if you're doing it softly, but it smacks of smicha. So that's why that shita holds what? No, they can't do it. As I was said before, no. They're not chauffeured, at least not anything with a downside. Not anything with a potential downside. That they could, it could, by doing this, it could be violating something. It was by, like we said before, by smicha, there's a downside. Namely, maybe it's a vote of recursion. By Alil Regel with the Karbonas, it's Chul and Bazara. By Kir Shofar, it's perhaps violating musical, at least the Rabbanon, of playing musical instruments on Yom Tov, right? So that's what he said. However, Rabbi Yossi and Shimon again do allow it, so they might allow it. Other things, or maybe not, because let's remember they said it's only what? Women do it lightly. Right? That's not the real smicha. Anyways, that's going to become important. Another Gemara, go on, Chulin. What's that?
Because the
right, but that's also the downside. In other words, if you wear tefillin, you're not supposed to, maybe you'll end up you know, when it's filled with an improper kavanas and so on. Now, so but let's say taking the lulav, there's no downside, perhaps. Yes. Another relevant gemara.
And frankly, why do you think Nashim and Anzuli got exiled?
Yes, I think it means that you know.
Nashim is covered.
And the Chashem is covered in Shirak. She is a low regilim is there. You know, see, I think you know they're not. I mean, in general, I don't know if it means
so
either.
It changed.
Yeah, today it's different. Yeah. Now, there is another important Gemara where Rashi says a little differently. Okay? On Yantav, that's possible. That's true. On Yantav, not Chalmar, maybe. Take a look at the next verse, 17 Gemara Chul and Pei Hayim and Aleph. The Gemara says, Abiyosa Tamei Damar Isha Vadoi Isnami Taka. A person, the Gemara there is talking about a tumtum, and androgynous means someone does, tumtum means has neither male, someone is, you know, deformed, has neither male nor female characteristics, or androgynous has both male and female. So there's a whole kind of halachas about it. I mean, Chassanach enjoys talking about that topic, you know, because it's an interesting suffix, you know, what we treat like a man. Anyway, but Isha Vadoi, someone's definitely a woman, Nami Taka, can blow the shofar. Why? The Tanya B'nei Shal, Somvalo B'nei Shal, Somchos, Rabbi Yosef Shimon Omer, Nashim, Somchos, Rishos. So again, the Gemara makes the jump. The early Gemara made the comparison to the throne. This Gemara makes the comparison to the shofar. And says, just like the Rabbi Yosef Shimon of the opinion that women can blow the shofar, that women can Somchos, Rishos, they also blow the shofar, Rishos. Okay? And Rashi says in 18, important Rashi, okay, we'll look at the second Rashi there. Somchos Rishos, Alpha God, the Lo Mechaiva, even though she's not obligated, the Lo Amrinan Avodas Bekachim, Hachinami Lo Amrinan Mechalas Yom Tuvhi. Now, from that Rashi, it sounds like he means when they do smicha, he's understanding when they do smicha, they do what? The real smicha, not the pseudo smicha. As Rashi is saying, just like women can volunteer, and it's not called Avoda Bekachim. Again, I can't prove it. My gut is that Rashi means that it's mutter even b'chol kocho. According to the Yosef and Shimon HaMeikel, it's even b'chol kocho. Tosus says not that way. Tosus in Chulin, Tayyem and Aleph. We will ask on Noshim, Somchus, Rishus. So you look at 19. Tosus said no, but it only means you're doing it softly. Aval b'chol kocho moder b'yosi da'aser. Tosus says over there, Tosus says in Chulin b'feirish. Okay, that b'chol kocho, even b'yosi is no good.
All right, so...
Okay, yeah. So, and that's the same thing. So he says, "Hachanami tkiya deleke alisuda banan shari b'yosef benoshim." Just like he said, they can do it softly. You know, he would say, "You know, they can do tkiya because sof kol sof. What's tkiya if it's not, it's not a drabanan anyway? It's not, you know, a musical instrument. It's not a din d'oraisa." That's how Tosus says. So,
if the process of the korban.
Yeah, if you're obligated. If you're obligated. But that's the point. Women are not obligated, so that's not part of it. And therefore, it's not part of
the question. If it's really much of them to give the korban,
that's the question. The question is once we say, if you hold that they can give a korban, they're not required to do smicha, then they're not allowed to do smicha, because that's inappropriate. That's exactly the question. That's the dispute. That's exactly the dispute. Now, the Rambam happens to write in the Hilchos Maisa Karbonos per Gimel Halacha Ches, the Rambam is not clear, so how do we pass on this question? You know, Nashim Somchos Rishos or not? And even if it's Somchos Rishos, do they have to do it softly, or is it the real smicha? It's not really clear. The Rambam just writes, per Gimel Hilchos Maisa Karbonos Halacha Ches, verse 20, HaKol Somchos Chutz Mekari Shalom Kotev Eved V'Isha. Just they don't have to do it, but the Rambam doesn't tell us enough about what they hold. So therefore, the Shar HaMelech, the Shagasari, the Achron discuss, trying to figure out what the Rambam Rashid is. He doesn't tip us off as strongly as we might expect him to. Now, let's move, but having now seen that the Gemara already links this Kodshim issue of smicha to other mitzvahs, now let's bring this over and see what, you know, in terms of the halacha, and then have really alumda shechakira, what does it mean when we say Noshim Somchos Rishos? Okay, the Gemara, the famous Gemara in Kedusha, Mishnah really, it's listed in the 20th, Mishnah in Kedusha, Chav Tes Aman Aleph. We'll start to the end of the first line. The Chol Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma, Anoshim Chayav, Anoshim Peturos. That's the famous Mishnah that tells us that all mitzvahs that are time-bound, Rashi explains in 22, Shazman Groma, Shazman Gorim Lo Shatovo. Okay, the Zman, meaning the mitzvah only applies at a certain time of year, or only a certain time of day. We know. So Anoshim Chayav, Anoshim Peturos. But, the Chol Mitzvah Saseh Shalom, Zman Groma, Echad, Anoshim Chayav, Anoshim Chayav. time, but it's not time bound, then women are obligated the same as men. And certainly all low sasev, chol mitzvah low sasev, bein shos man gom, bein shos man gom, echar anashim chayv, and it says a chutz of free exception, batak, batash, batitam. It's a different problem. And that's the halacha. We all know this halacha. I just printed it here, so you'll see it inside. The Rambam brings it in Parak Yud Beis, and lichas oros kachom, halacha gimel, kol mitzvah low sasev, shabatara echad anashim, echad anashim chayavim. All love him. Women have to keep same as men, with those three exceptions, batashkas. Matashas here doesn't mean wasting. Matash means cutting, you know, the beard. Don't lie to women, right? Baltashkas and Baltakiv is also the way, cutting hair a certain way, cutting off the pears, and Balitamikon Lamason. Alright, Bechol mitzvah saseshi mizman lizman, the eno tadira, any mitzvah which only applies at certain times, and it's not constant, then Noshim Pturos, except for there are exceptions there too. For example, Kiddush Hayom. Kiddush. On Shabbos, we don't have to make Kiddush same as men. Right, so that even though it's timed out, it's only Friday night. Okay, that's an exception. And it's for Pesach, so here we are, it's for Pesach. Bachilas matzah, the Lele Pesach. We're gonna have to eat matzah too. It's timed out. Okay, but the special drushes in each one of these cases. So, well, that often was known as by Abakosos, not mainly by Dorbana, but matzah, they have a drusha, because they link not the Isser v'ni chometz with the mitzvah matzah. So whoever's included the Isser v'ni chometz, which includes women, because we just said all those mitzvahs have to keep, so they have to eat matzah too. There are many, you know, I mean, it's interesting. There are not that many mitzvahs that are mitzvahs that say Shazam Grama. Of the 613, so first of all, there are only, well, more than that, but not much. Let's say 365 are 11, so they have to keep all the 11. That leaves only 248 essays. Of the 248 essays, maybe to start with, there are 20 that are time bound. And, you know, the only thing is they're very high profile. Okay, 12. But of those, of those 20, 21, whatever it is, so a bunch of them, they're obligated anyway. The Rambam mentions Kiddush, Achilas Matzah, Achilas HaPesach, eating Korban Pesach, we don't have to eat Korban, Shritas HaPesach, Hakel. Okay, the 137. Simcha, Simchas Yontov, Shana Shem Chayav. Okay. Anyway, that's the situation. So now let's look in 24, a sugi in Rosh Hashanah. Again, another sugi which relates to our question of Noshim Salam Chos Yishuz. Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Where it says, Ein Ma'akvet of Atinas Tinokos Moziskoa. You don't have to stop kids on Rosh Hashanah from blowing the shofar. You have to daven, it's over, the kids are playing around, you don't have to afternoon. Okay, so they're allowed to blow the shofar. Ha'noshim Ma'akvet, women, you shouldn't let them blow, they're not allowed to blow the shofar. Hi, but Tanya, Ein Ma'akvet, Los Hanoshim, Los Atikonos, Moziskoa Biyamtev, you can't allow women to blow on Yamtev, steer it. Amar Abaya lo kasha, Harb Yehuda, Harb Yosef Shimon, the Tanya, back to our pasuk, Dabra b'nei Yisrael somchem, and as Yisrael somchos, Dibra b'Yehuda, Yosef Shimon, Amar Nosem somchos, Rishos, again, the Gemara links the Rishos to the Shofar question. Women, if you hold Nosem somchos, Rishos, they can also blow Shofar. If you hold the Nala, Nosem ain't somchos, even optionally they're not allowed to do it, they can't blow the Shofar either. Okay? And Rashi explains again, look in 25, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, and Gimel with Aleph. Kids, you're allowed to let them blow, because chinuch, you teach them to blow shofar. Rashi says, the boy lechanuchayu, let them chinuch, train them. But women, noshim akman, why the pturus legamer, they're totally potter. The mitzvah says, man groma, who teach shofar, Rosh Hashanah is obviously a time-bound mitzvah, only twice in Rosh Hashanah. And the chitaki, therefore, if they blow shofar, he come out tosif. But Rashi calls it here, baltosif. The other place, he said, kimosif. But here, Taki uses the term baltosif. You're adding on, you know, you can't do that. Okay, and again, B'nai Yisrael Somchin, that's our Gemara, our Pasuk, rather than here, beginning of Parashat Vayikra. Dabra B'nai Yisrael, my friend, Adam Kiak Mikam, Uxiba, Hui, Nim, Somach Yodo, Somchus Rishus, Alma Afa Gav, the Patrinu Kra, if you hold Nashim Somchus Rishus, then even though they're exempt, Leka Isura, there's no Isser. And therefore, v'huadin l'mitzvah seishazan groma, so too, by mitzvah seishazan groma, there's no iser. The woman doesn't have to hear the shofar, there's certainly no iser. And therefore, she's allowed to, so the Gemara makes that connection. Now, I put that as an aside, the Marsha is bothered by the Baltosif business. What kind of Baltosif, exactly? Baltosif? Says the Marsha in 26, the Marsha there in Rosh Hashanah, on the Gimel Alf, and the Chiddush Halachas, on this Rashi, on Han Noshim, he says, what do you mean? Lo yadana my Baltosif shayachocha. What kind of Baltosif? What is usually baltosif? Well, shayach v'na baltosif ela be'osa ha-mitzvah umosif ala. When you add within a mitzvah, instead of five parshas in the tefillin, four parshas in the tefillin, but five, that's baltosif. When you tamper with a mitzvah, let's say have tefillin, to have parshas smal, or have karma, I want to put in the assassin dibros too. I want to put in my bar mitzvah parshas. That's called baltosif. Or let's say a person will take on sukkahs to have a lulav and esrog, a dasa and a banana also. Okay, or he'll take a rose, it looks pretty, right? That's Baltosif. That's the Baltosif. Rashi says that a woman volunteers the mitzvah of a Baltosif. That's what Rashi says. But the Marshal finds it very difficult. That's Baltosif. That's not Baltosif.
Not as much
okay.
as not as
what?
Bad as
Rabbi Menachem
who made a new
yontif. That's a different thing. Rashi interesting doesn't the Marshal doesn't mention that. That's another Baltosif. Is it really? And this is a shir I've given shir on this in the past. There's two types of Baltosif. The person makes up a brand new mitzvah. I make a mitzvah from now on Tuesdays. Everyone has to stand their head at noon. Okay, so that's
only but also within Rashi, a mitzvah
to make it. Right, that's really addressed only to Talmid Chachamim. The average person can't tamper with the inner work. That's why there are two different psukim about Baltosif. One of us not one of hey, they got to talk about that. Not for now. The Pnei Yehoshua, the Aaron Rosh Hashanah, Gimel Aleph, 27, the Pnei Yehoshua is bothered by the Marashah. He says, I don't mean, what do you mean you don't know where he gets it from? That's the Sugya. Okay, that's the Sugya there in Erev, and it's talking about the Baltosif. He didn't make it up. All right, so that's how Rashi explained it over there too, like we saw. So he tithes against the Marashah's objection. The Sasemis, in 28, the Sasemis, the Gerev, the Sasemis, in Rosh Hashanah, says, let's read inside. Rashi, the Rashi, Hanash, the Makban, Pirish, Mishum, Baltosif. But Rashi, Hikshov, they ain't sorry, she ever said Baltosif. Okay, the problem is not about Baltosif. The problem is, you may be violating a Din Rabbanan of playing a musical instrument, the Shulis Rabbanan of playing a musical instrument on Yantar. It's not a Baltosif problem. Okay? Vada, I mean, sorry, offer Kosov. Achei Shomar says, I mean, the Marshal sounds right, this sounds but. He says, Yeh Shomar, Rashi wanted to say this because, again, and this is the key. He says, if the link is to Nashim Somchus Rishus, there's no Shavus issue. There is no issue of Pasul Drabanan. Okay? Especially, says the Sasemis, they're not really doing the real smicha anyway. They're just doing this light hand and so on. Okay? And I, it's a voter Bekachim. Okay, maybe they're not the same. Anyway, Lechain Pirish Rashi, demand the Oser Nashim Lisma, Chum Mishub Al Tosif. And he says, Maybe Rashi means that it's lav baltosif. Maybe got it.
Okay.
It's lav baltosif. It's like baltosif. Maybe the Sasemis says, let's not get so excited. Maybe it doesn't mean Rashi saying it's real baltosif. You're right. Real baltosif is when you add, you know, you have five corners for tzitzis or you know whatever. You add a pasuk b'chas kohen, whatever. The other classic example of baltosif. You're right. Or you add a brand new mitzvah. Here, what Rashi means to the Sasemis, it's like, you know, they're doing something, I'm going to do it's like Baltosif, fine. But now we come really to the issue I want to get to, and again, the Lumdisher question that I really wanted to focus on. We'll move towards the end. That was all, you need all the background. In that Taras Kohanim, in that Sifra, the Ravid, many editions of the Sifra has a parish of the Ravid on the page. So the Ravid, the regular Ravid, you know, like the Ravid of Bala Sokos. So the Ravid writes, when we said this before, but now I want to read the words inside, it's very important. It's Rabbi Yosef Shimon Omer Noshim Somkos Rishus. Ikamanda Omar, some say, I don't have it on the sheet because it's not in the Barilan, so you'll have to take my word that I'm reading it accurately. Ikamanda Omar, Ladas Rabbi Yosef Shimon Afilus Smicha Gedola Olav Mutaris Penoshim. He says, some say when Rabbi Yosef and Shimon are mater women to voluntarily do some smicha, it means the real smicha. What? Shekach nitna b'torah l'anoshim chov l'anoshim yishus. Okay? In other words, when the Torah says smicha, what does it mean? B'samach yado and our parsha? Men have to, and women may. None of this soft business, you know, do it softly. No. It's like you were saying. It's real, okay? If they can bring a carbon, right? And it's a real carbon. The only thing is they don't have to, but they can. If they do, they can do it fully, and it's not a mode of kachim. Exactly. That's way one way to learn it. The anoshim, dumia da anoshim, l'chol mitzvah shazman groma. What about, I'll give you this question. What about tzitzis which has kilayim? That's what you have. Now, we know that tzitzis, if you have the real tailors, so you're not aware, the tzitzis are kilayim. The strings are wool and the garment, is linen. So, you can wear it. But what about a woman who's only voluntarily wearing
tzitzit?
So the rabbi that says according to this view, it really is. It's just optional for it, but it's still a real bona fide mitzvah. It's just optional. He says, and therefore, that story, you know, that's on, and they put it softly, la mishum, mishum shalom, That thing is Mishum Shalom Chelek B'Karbon. That was talking about a different case. What's a funny case? They brought the carbon to the women. husband that brought it. I thought the woman was bringing the carbon. So Rabbi is medayik. No, it was her husband who was bringing the carbon, and he just wanted his wife, though, the women, to have a share. If a woman is bringing her own carbon, about it, she can do it full-fledged, a full-fledged real smicha. Just if she's not bringing her own carbon, then she shouldn't really do it, because then it's not as well, noshim and so on. Aval hanoshim hamakrivos, also smicha ke'anoshim, the one who actually bring her own carbon, can do full-fledged smicha, according to B.O.C. And even though it's a vote of a kosher, it's not a vote of a kosher, because you're allowed to do it. Umrila das tanakamala abdiklal, lola smavala afil hot post. The tanakamala says, no, you can't do it at all, because maybe it'll pack end up being like a vote of a kosher, and so on. I, that Gemara, so then you can do it lightly, you know. Now, but that's one way to look at B.O.C. and Rav Shimon. The ikamad, the afil das of B.O.C. and Shimon, lo sharina lo noshim lemeber isa deraisa mishum didu, usmicha and shav B.O.C. noshim, ena al hot post yidam, to do it lightly. That you can't do it, okay? Umistabra keperish kama. He thinks like the first way, the somchos, means you do it the right way. So that now brings us to the lomdisha question. When a woman, based on this, by nefesh somchos reshus, when a woman volunteers to do a mitzvah, what's the status of that act? Is that a real mitzvah? Is it a real full-fledged kiyum mitzvah? Oh no, it's something nice, and we'll see nafkaminas in a second. Okay? So for example,
She can say tzivan.
Oh, exactly. So take a look now. Kiddushin, Lamed Aleph and Aleph, 29. Famous going, you all know the Gemara, Amar Chanina, Godo mitzvah v'oseh, Mimishena mitzvah v'oseh. Someone who's obligated to do a mitzvah and does so is greater than someone who's not obligated. That's counterintuitive, because most of us would think it's better to do something as a volunteer. Right? It's better to explain to the student in yeshiva, so I said, isn't it better to clean up your room voluntarily before, as opposed to after your mother already asked you 8 times, you should do it. Isn't that better? But the Gemara says not so. And the Gemara says the same story. Amar Yosef, Yosef was blind. Yosef said, the famous Machokas Tanam Yehuda and Tanakama, Machokas Tanam Yehuda and Tanakama, is a summa obligated in all mitzvahs, assume as a blind person, obligated in all mitzvahs and not. Certain things you can't do, but other mitzvahs, what's the story? So Rabbi Yosef said, you know, I hope that the halacha turns out to be like Rabbi Yehuda, your potter. You know why? Because I'll make a Yom HaTav L'Rabbanan. Rashi says Yom HaTav L'Rabbanan, and they're 30. Yom HaTav L'Rabbanan, Suda L'Tamid. I'll make a meal, a kiddush. I'll make a kiddush, you know. If someone will tell me the halacha is a blind person potter, I'm going to make a kiddush. You know why? I want to be potter. Because you know why? Because I'm doing all the mitzvahs anyway. Now I'm getting more credit. Right, for all these misses that I do. But once I heard Hashtag the Shemitah Lahadam Khanina, now that I heard the teaching of Khanina, that what? God Mitsubose Mishain Mitsubose. Now Adrab, I hope the other way. Mandamala ain't Allah Kabihuda, I hope Allah now I can be Huda. Then I'll make Abiriya Matama, then I'll make a Kiddush. Okay. Now what's the sorrow behind God Mitsubose? So look what Tosa says in 31. Kiddush Lamad Alphanal. Tosa says God Mitsu, why? As I said before, it's counterintuitive. So why should it be? So Tosa says Nira the Hainu Taima, the Misha Mitzvah Osef Adif. You know why? When you're obligated to do something, you know you have to do it, you're going to be more nervous and more into it than otherwise. You'll make sure to get it done. Now, I know I got to do this. If I don't have to do it really, I'll come, and if I don't get it, it's also okay. If I miss it, it's also alright, because only volunteer, right? When you know you have to do something, the boss gives you a deadline, you know, you have to have it in by this date, you have to do it. If you're not, I'll do it next week, I'll do it tomorrow, and then maybe I won't do it. That's what Tosa says. You're more nervous about it, right? The other guy, I'll get to whatever. If you want to take care of some other business first, and then later on I'll get to it. They may never get to it. If I never get to it, it's also okay. So that's Tosa says. Now, to me, what that Tosa is saying is that, so what is the difference? The difference is not in the Maisa Mitzvah. The woman's Maisa, the difference is that the male will have greater schar. You know why? The person is obligated, let's forget man or woman, the regular person, the person who can see in the Summa, the blind person. The person who's obligated will get a greater mitzvah. Why? Because he had to be more zoris about it. But in terms of the act, same act. There may be a difference in terms of what? The schar. A difference in terms of the reward. But it's actually, if she does the mitzvah, it's a full-fledged, bona fide mitzvah. The only thing is she gets less schar because, you know, she'd have to overcome that nervousness or whatever that... but the mitzvah is the same.
What does that mean, the mitzvah is the same? What does it mean?
It means a full flat. We'll see in a second. We'll see. Well, you get the same check on your scorecard, the big book in the sky, right? But there's more than that. The Ritva and his Kedushim, their Kedushim, Lamed Alef and Aleph, says, Amar Chanina, he has a different thing. Amar Chanina, God of Matsuva, he has a different reason why. He says, Perish of Hussein, the Tama, Dover, Shazesh, Shasat, Mekatrigo, Kishumitsuva. It ain't Sat, Mekatrigo. It's similar, but a little different. You know, most people don't like to be told what to do in life. And when someone tells you to do something, your gut is to what?
No, he's
not going to tell me what to do, right? Even though I would do it anyway, you told me to do it? Oh, wait a minute. You know, that's how people react, right? That's what it said. The Jews.
You didn't tell me what to do.
Right, the Jews were all assimilating anyway in time of Hanukkah. Came on to you and told them to assimilate. Oh, what? Then they all fight back, right? They're going to tell me what to do. And they were doing it anyway. If you would have, the Antiochus wouldn't have said anything, probably Rahman Hassan, more and more Jews are similar. But he made a rule. You're not allowed, you're telling us what to do. How dare you? We don't listen to that, right? Everyone reacts. So it's the same thing here, says the Ritva. Somebody tells me, so I have a bigger Yetzirah not to do it. So it tells me to do it. So I'd like to do this. I'll do it. Anyway, but then he says, Rabbeinu HaGadol Pirish, and the Ritva is probably the decision of Rabban. He says, Rabbeinu HaGadol Pirish, another interpretation. The mitzvah is not for Kadosh Baruch Hu, we just need it for our zchus. If I do a mitzvah, command, I fulfill the will of the king. The other person does not fulfill a command from the king. And it sounds to me like he's saying here, the second interpretation of the mitzvah is that it's not the same thing. It's not the same maisa. It's sof kol sof. It's not a mitzvah from the king. And b'kol mokom I get some reward. Afal roy lekabel schar. Char mitov levav v'chasidus hichnis atzmo lasos mitzvah shem yisbarach. He brought himself into the mix to do what is otherwise a mitzvah. It doesn't get this, you know, it's a lower reward, because perhaps, I don't think you have to say this in the ritual, but I think that's what the ritual means, or the second sheet in the ritual, that one who volunteers to do a mitzvah doesn't have to, it's not the same key in my mitzvah. Now, as an aside, I printed here, we don't have time to go into it, but as an aside, there's an interesting question, because that's what the ritva raises it. And that's why I printed the ritva quotes Yerushalmi. Don't we have a rule, it's the last few lines of that ritva in Kedushin, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, it says, Yerushalmi says, Kol she'ena mitzvah v'davar oseh, nikra hejot. Sometimes we say, if somebody's not commanded to do something, does, he's a fool. Don't we say that, for example, it's sukkah and it's raining, I'm going to stay in the sukkah. Okay, we don't see them, the Lubavitchers and others, stay in the sukkah, I'm in the Baal Shem Tov, we'll leave that out for now. But most people, and there's a justification, and I do a little myself, but I'm not denigrating it. But, you know, nikra, but let's say, ordinarily, it's so uncomfortable in the sukkah, it's according to some, it's not even a sukkah. You know, it's coming back, you're not allowed to stay in the sukkah because you're getting protection, and you know, whatever. But I'm not going to lump this a sukkah right now, but on a partial level, the person is not commanded, does he a fool? So it's interesting, and that emerges in Yerushalmi. I printed Yerushalmi here. It's Parak Alam Alach Beis. So that's a question. So the Gemara has what they were eating, and they got up again. I printed the Korban. We don't have time to read all of it now. There's a long, for those interested in looking it up, there's a long comment in the Vilna Gaon. It's not on the page, but in the Vilna Gaon, there's perish on the Mishnah called Shnos Elio in the Mishnah in Parak Aleph of Brachas Mishnah Gimel. That's the famous Mishnah where Rabbi Tarfon wanted to say Kriya Shema at night, Dafke lying down. Like the Shita Beis Shammai. When he came back, he told the other, told him, you should have paid for it with your life. So why? What's the problem? Why would they? That's why I'm angry at him. Like the Vilna Gaon, the long Shnos Elio, Parakal Mishnah Gimel, because I look at it every time, and I don't know now. But he says, when do we say that it's a good act? Sometimes we say, if you do it, Harei Zeh Meshubach. Right? Even by Sukkah. Sometimes that guy who's machmer not to even drink water outside of the Sukkah, Harei Zeh Meshubach. Why isn't he a hedjit? The din is only have to eat in the Sukkah if you have Mizonas and your Kobe Suda. So a guy wants to have a cup of water. No, he's not going to take a cup of water. The Rambam wrote, Harei Zeh Meshubach. So when do you say he's a hedjit? When is Harei Zeh Meshubach? Anyway, so when the Gaon deals with that, one of the things the Gaon says is when something is not a mitzvah at all, and you create a mitzvah out of it, that's called the nikra hedjah. When it's a mitzvah that's incumbent upon other people and not incumbent upon you, but you do it like a woman, that's not called nikra hedjah. Anyway, I want to just bring up the nafkamina. We asked before, what's the difference? It's a real mitzvah. So maybe that is at the crux of the question whether women can make a bracha when they volunteer to do a mitzvah. Tosus says, and the Tosus said in a few places, in many places, they quote the Shidur Rabbeinu Tam. I picked it in 36, that Sugin Kedushin, Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Tosus says, Mikan medaktek rabbi natan the noshim mevorchos al mitzvah says one gama afal gav the ptuas legamri afilu mitar balam achaybi. They rabbi natan says with a bracha. Who wants the bench esrog with a bracha? Who wants it in the sukkah? Make a bracha leishu a sukkah. Right? Women can volunteer to do mitzvahs. Not only can volunteer to do mitzvahs, but they can volunteer with a bracha. That's a big jump because the Gemara never said that. But rabbi natan says with a bracha. Okay. Now,
no, I said to do it, so why should
I? Oh, so that's what I'm saying. That's this machlokas. That's this hakira. If you hold, that's what we're suggesting. That's if you hold that when once a woman includes herself in the, it's not my. We'll see. Rechana, that's not my chiddush. I don't want to take credit. We'll see. I said the last page. Rechana Wasserman in the Kovetz Shirim. And our Rechana proposed this idea. I'm not making it up. It says that the if you hold that that the women can volunteer when they do it, it's takas somchus rishus. It's a full fledged smicha. It's a full fledged mitzvah like this. Tosa seems the only difference is in the schar. So then, why not make a bracha? But if you hold that, well, you know, that really it was a flimsy smicha, or even not hold there, but you don't hold like that there, but the carryover to other mitzvahs is, you know, they can volunteer, but it's not really the same mitzvah, then maybe wouldn't make a bracha. The ritva, we'll see this, it's really not, it's really mefurish, really mishon already. 37, the ritva there in condition, lamadav manalav. Yeah, correct, exactly, that'll be enough to mean it. Kosu batosus, kimika 37, the condition ritva in condition, lamadav manalav. Kosu batosus, giman, kimikan haimaber, and tam raya, the nushman, so seishon, groma, pepturus, imbola, came on the Kaimalon, the and look, he links it up, Mamish. Came on the Kaimalon, the Noshim Somchas Rishus, the Eishlam Schar, Imrotzu Levarech Mevarchas. But the Tom didn't say that. The Ritva said, since we happen to pass in the Noshim Somchas Rishus, and therefore, and they get a reward, therefore they can even make a bracha. Okay? And that's exactly what he said, because otherwise in the Sugya, why would Rav Yosef, the blind Amora, have said, I hope the halacha is that I'm putter. Why would you hope that? You lose all the brachas. The answer is no. You volunteer, you still say the brachas. That's part of the raya. Right? Otherwise, now, the others say no. You know, they answer that question, so on and so forth. Because even though you're chayav, but you're potter, but assume it can be chayav drabanan, and a drabanan you make a bracha, like with Hanukkah candles, but where the woman wouldn't make a bracha at all. Alright. Anyway, but the towards the end of the page there it says the Ritva writes the Sabrilu Kerabiosi Dama Noshim Shoshuz Avrabi Huda Dama Ain Somchos Micho. That's the same Gemara Micho Bashol. The question whether they were Taka Mocha or not, the two Girsos, our Gemara and the Tosus quotes the Psikta, we also revolve around this question. Do we say Noshim Somchos Rishuz or not? Is it a real mitzvah or not? That's the question. Alright, but certainly if you look at the next page, the end of that Ritva, he says, let's remember it. He says, maybe there's no writer Rabbein Tam. Okay, and the fact is, either you can say Vitzivanu, why can a woman say Vitzivanu? That's not focus. Why would you say Vitzivanu? So look at the last couple of lines. He says, Ashareihem b'chlal Yisrael shem mitzvum lasos. Vitzivanu may not go upon me making the bracha. In a general sense, Chlal Yisrael, we're given a mitzvah tzvon. Chlal Yisrael gives, so I, potter, but I can still say with Vitzivanu, and it's a Chlal Yisrael in general. Okay? The Ramban writes in his Kedushin that a Kedushin Laman Af Ma'al, Manda Amar, he writes straight out. That's right. 38, the last line of 38. Umashma Dov Yehuda, Domer Einan Somchos, Michu. Vim Einan Mevarchos, Lama Michu, Shmam Dov Yehuda, Einan Mevarchos. Right, that those who say Noshim Ein Somchos Rishus, then they have to hold it. They wouldn't be allowed to make a bracha. The Rosh in Rosh Hashanah, Parag Dalet Siman Zion, again has the same quote from Rabbeinu Tam. And he quotes, that's the Ritz Geis also, in the middle, maybe 5 lines to the bottom. The Chayin Kaz Ritz Geis, the Halacha B'yosu Amar Shus, Uv Rishus Yichol Nevarach Al Chala Mitzvahs. Now he quotes the Baal Eitur, who wonders whether the woman should blow shofar himself or someone else should, and he said maybe it depends on that issue of whether it's they did the actual smicha or not, and same thing with regard to the bracha. The Baal Amor that I quoted in 40 has the Lashon, I think, that will summarize this clearly. The Baal Amor is in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tesla, and Beis, in the page of the Rif. Ein Makna Tzatinokos, you look at the second line, Afag look what he writes. Rishus de mitzvahi. It's a funny lashon. Rishus de mitzvahi. What's the Baal Amor saying? I think he's saying that for the women, that's the mitzvah. Namely, that what? That it's optional. That gufa is the mitzvah. Rishus de mitzvah, right? That's his lashon. Okay? The Ran also on that same page in Rosh Hashanah. Well, first of all, in the Chidushan of Ran Rosh Hashanah, Gimel, he also says, Mandamar, just look at the end, we don't have time to read the whole thing because it's getting late, but he says, the Mandamar, some kush, Rishus, Haba Barachos, Haba Mainanish, Ainash, Michael, it wouldn't make a bracha. Hilchach, look at the last words. Lididan, the Kaimelon, some kush, Rishus, Mevarachos, because we pass Kenoshim, some kush, therefore they can make a bracha. Okay? And the Ran, on the Rif, and that Daf and Rosh Hashanah, Tesla Beis, the page of the Rif, the Ran writes, he says, since women get a schar, notlos alehen schar, they get for this mitzvah schar, so he writes in the second line, almo lemisha ena mitzvosa name shal schar, hilchach bichlal mitzvah, and they're in the mitzvah. And that's why I can say the tzivano, and that's why I can make a bracha. That's all these Rishonim. The Meiri says it also, he also quotes those who say, Rishush shal mitzvah, he doesn't mention by name, but he's referring to the Balamor, the Chachmei Tzarfas, and so on. The Rambam disagrees with this whole Yisod, and the Rambam paskens that when a woman volunteers to do a mitzvah, she cannot say a bracha. Cannot. That's Yeah, and that's exactly what we're going to see as we wrap up. Take a look in the Rambam, Per Gimel, Hilchos Tzitzis, Halacha Tes, Source 44. Noshim Arotana Peturim in Atzis Min HaTorah. And the second line, V'noshim V'avodim Sherotu Lissatei V'tzitzis Mis'atfin Below Bracha. The Rambam part, they cannot make a bracha. V'chein Shar Mitzvah Sasei Shar Noshim Peturim Man Im Rotu Lassos Below Bracha Ein V'machim B'yado. So the Rambam says clearly, it's without a bracha. The Kesef Mishnah points out in the 45, that that Rashi also asked them to make a bracha against Rabbeinu Tam, who allows it. The Ravid, it turns out maybe there's a little bit of a theory here when he wrote in the Rambam, he talks about Tisei Emo Kilayim, and he says a little differently in the Taras Kana, but that's not really positive. Anyway, the Agos Maimonides quotes in Oslamid and Osmem, more he quotes other people on both sides, the Sarmi Kutsa, but it's simple, fine. What I just want to end with, you take a look in the bottom, 47, that's the Rechonon Wasserman. Rechonon Wasserman, of course, was the primary Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim, and he was murdered by the Nazis. So we have this collection of his shurim, says Kovitz, shurim, the end of Kiddushin, Os Kuf Mem Beis, Kuf Mem Gim, Kuf Mem Dal, the last three pieces in the Kovitz shurim on Kiddushin. He writes this, he says, he quotes the Ran that we mentioned, Kevan Danosh Mitztavu, the Inhu Nami Shaykhav Mitzvahs, because they get a schar, Shap Yichot, Lomar Betzivonu. Now the Ran has both things. He says, notice the men are incorporating this mitzvah, and she gets rewarded for it. Why does he mention both? Okay, one of them would have been up. If she gets tired, that should be enough to say that she shaved at Sivano. So he's mentioned, well, so he's bothered by the why mentioned both. On the last page.
Probably because Rambam in his country, like he's trying.
Right, good. That's interesting sociologically. You have to
say.
Right, we just started originally didn't accept. Yeah. It's an interesting question, but usually we don't. Right, but I don't think we usually here, I mean, the way we're building it up here.
That's objective. Yeah. That's your thing.
Yeah.
The idea they're objective.
Yeah.
Not to say that.
Yeah. All right. That's a deeper, sociological question. You know, usually, as when a rabbana made a takana, here it's not a takana. The Rabbi Gershom made a takana, so you can say that's inspired by social conditions. It's harder to say that a psak is only a. But I know that's a big debate, a big discussion. There's a bigger question. I understand. Let me just finish up the Rabbi Chanan White writes clearly what I said. First of all, he's bothered again another Pesach thing. Okay, here. And it just, he says, look at Kuf Mem Gimel on the top of the page. He writes, he quotes a Chizkuni, Kuf Mem Gimel, that Kovet Shurim. He says, Yesh lecha dvarim shemekabu mischar aleim ba'asi osam, ve'ein mekabu na'onesh kishein osin oso. There's certain things you get a schar for doing, but you don't lose anything you don't do. Kigon, matzah milel rishon ve'elech, rishos, matzah the rest of the week. We don't have to eat matzah all year. When do you have to eat matzah? The Seder. The rest of the week of Pesach, I can't eat chametz. We don't have to eat matzah. Oh, well, one second. He's bothered by that. But he said, matzah the rest of the week, you don't have to eat. You can eat potatoes all week. You don't have to eat matzah. Only the first night. So he said, so he says, and he quotes this Ravid, and again, that's what he says in the fifth line down. Shekach nitna b'torah la'noshim chov la'noshim reshus. Right, that's the Ravid. And it says, and Rabbeinu Tam holds, therefore, the mitzvah is given to women is the same as to men. The only difference is that women don't get punished if they don't do it. Okay? And men have to do it. And then he's bothered. If that's the case, why don't we talk to say the bracha the whole rest of the week? If women say the bracha on volunteering, so why don't we say bracha on matzah all week, akasha? And then, by the way, in the last os in that Kovet Shurim, he raised a different question. And the only nafkamin we explore tonight, whether it's a bona fide mitzvah or not, is because they bring along a bracha. Another question that the Rochana brings up, would you say asel do chalos asay? If it's a bona fide, we know asay do chalos asay, but that's a tzitzis question, right? If I say do chalos, I want to know it's a real asay, and there's a woman doing a real asay, that's it. So just finish up. And someone mentioned before, halacha
lemaisa. When you did this already, you could do it more.
No, right, it's the same thing, right. The Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah in the paragraph of Achiyah Gimel, also writes that someone who's, we're not sure he's a male and female characteristics, or neither, doesn't say Leisha V'sukkah because it's a suffix, we never make a bracha on suffix, so it sounds like, why is it a suffix? So it sounds like the Rambam holds that women don't make a bracha, and that's exactly what he holds, okay? The Rambam said not everyone agrees with that, we saw they don't agree with it, right? The Rambam holds that they don't. Halacha l'maaseh, someone just said that Ashkenazim and Sephardim, the Shulchan Aruch in source 50, Hilchos Chaim Siman Yud Zayin Sif Beis, Noshav on the term talking about tzitzis, B'nei Shemitzvah Zeshvan Groma, or says the Rama, Umikol Mokum Imrotzim La'atva Ulevarech Olivar Shuspiado. Then he says a different thing, women don't do this, Mexicura, so Taka tzitzis they don't do. Even women volunteer, the two mitzvahs, women never volunteer according to our practice, Tzon tzitzis. For thousands of them, that they don't do. Okay? They don't do publicly, but I'm saying, but they listen. But we let women do everything, even with the Bracha on the Ashkenazim, like I'm also, but not tzitzis and so on. Another place where this dispute appears is about Kir Shofar, Archaim Sim Tov Kuf Peites Sivov. The Chabad writes, "Afavish Nashim Peturus Yichom Liskoa." They can make Shkir Shofar, "Avo Ein Mevarchas." And if someone goes and blows to them, like the Rabbi, "Ein Mevarchin Lo Yivarchu Lahen," shouldn't say bracha either. Right? Sometimes if someone's mother-in-law can't come to shul, so the Rabbi or the Gabbai, somebody goes and blows shofar. So, but not with a bracha, according to the Chabad. Hagor b'Haminig Shanosh Mevarchas Amikdash Rama. Our minig is they do. So this machlokas goes down to this day, and we suggest what the Chakir that it may depend. I just threw in at the end of Magen Avraham in Matzir Salman, another Pesach. So soon or within 30 days. So it's in a tough pay test or a chan. It's the end of the Pesach. That's as soon as Matzir Salman. In Sukkot Nalav, he writes, the women are part of Matzir Salman. Then he writes, the last words, Umir Kvar Shavi Alay Chova. Women have accepted it as obligatory. Okay. Is that true? I don't know. But in his time, the women. Now, what does that mean exactly? We find such a lashon by Myrus. Right, the Gemara says to his armies, for sure, Shavi La'achova. When Avraham borrows that and says, at least in his time, for women. Now, my understanding is Shavi La'achova must mean that it's a full-fledged thing. You can't make such a lotion if it's not a real thing. So I understand when Avraham is going to agree.
Just like
a different question. Yeah, that it became a public acceptance, and therefore now everybody has to do it. I don't know if that's true today. You know, Shabur, I think, disagrees. It's not when I'm not a serious Omer's here. But this, I'm saying the lotion Shavi La'achova is also presumably based on the fact that it's a real bona fide mitzvah and not just something secondary, as I said, this just depends on the issue of some issues, whichever way I go to Shabbos.